Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller taught me music. Mr. Miller had a paddle that sucked your ass into little holes. Mr. Miller wrote symphonies, movements, and concertos. Mr. Miller wove musical spells, taught rhythms, allowing waterfalls of sound to lift you from your splintered chair. Mr. Miller was 4'7", with eyes that twinked and hands that held that paddle that sucked asses. Mr. Miller would play The Flight of the Bumblebee, and the keys disappear and the room is silence and blazing light descends on time itself, bursting school walls, crying to suspensions of belief. For 1,000 make-believe hours, we became a monstrous moving rhythm right there in the classroom, Mr. Miller's classroom. The 4-foot man dreamed of his symphonies, his concertos, his movements. Mr. Miller had pain and softness in his eyes. Mr. Miller kept that paddle behind his back. Mr. Miller's paddle sucked thousands of asses, even mine. They ignored Mr. Miller's concerto, Mr. Miller's symphony, Mr. Miller's movement. Long after time, long after movement, long after rhythm, and long after the prime of his life, Mr. Miller's concerto, Mr. Miller's movement, Mr. Miller's symphony was played. In the hall with the marble steps, with the woman in jewels and the men in hats, and Mr. Miller in tears. Mr. Miller, the 4-foot man with the paddle that sucked 1,000 asses, took my young brain and made music.